January the 17th, Wednesday. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, one of the things that I am getting more and more excited about as I grow older is thinking about church teaching and science. And those of you who've listened to me a lot on Radio Veritas know that the Catholic Church has quite a clear understanding of the relationship between scientific theories and faith. And that, of course, is maybe not the same as some other Christian churches. Catholicism has a very clear sense that the scientific method is important and needs to be honored. And so we see popes like Pope Benedict talking about the importance of us as Catholics studying and learning about maths and science, about subjects like cosmology and evolution, and in fact having scientists who understand these things and maybe also understand some theology. I want to spend some time each week this year looking at some scientists. And one of the things I want to do is I want to think about some of the women scientists, because often when you ask people about scientists, they can name a few people. Normally the first one they name is Einstein. Was he the person you were thinking of? Well, he's one of those people that you can name. And if you think a little bit more, maybe after the recent movie, people might name Oppenheimer, or they might name Marie Curie. Or who would you name if I said you name a scientist? Who's the scientist you would think of? What I realized when I was talking to a group of kids recently was that other than Marie Curie, who of course is responsible for a whole lot of work in radiation, most people can't think of any woman scientists that they might name, or any woman mathematicians. I would like to spend some time this year thinking about some of the women in science. And so I'm going to start today by talking to you about Mary Anning. So she was a fossil collector and a paleontologist. So that means she's someone who's interested in the creatures who lived millions and billions of years before us. And she was born quite a long time ago, in 1799, in a small English seaside town called Regis. Her family was very poor, and so she helped her father to collect fossils on the seashore to sell to tourists. It was dangerous work because the cliffs were steep, and yet from the time that she was 11 years old, she worked discovering fossils, and about that time, her father died, and she took over his business and supported her family that way. This was a time when people had never heard of dinosaurs, and they thought that it was impossible for species to go extinct. And Mary helped to prove this wrong. When she was 12, she found the first complete ichthyosaur skeleton, and she went on to discover two skeletons of the previously unknown species of plesiosaur. These fossils were completely unlike any living animal, proving that extinction could occur. And she helped to determine that stones called biosars were actually, and this might appeal to the younger boys in the room, fossilized poop. Mary was not allowed to publish her work because at that time women weren't allowed to publish scientific papers. Male doctors and geologists, however, respected her ideas and used her findings in their own work, but her name was edited out. Although this was unfair, it was remarkable that a woman from the poorer working class in Britain was allowed to mingle and talk to the very educated men. And Mary Anning's discoveries let the world see fossils as more than mystical oddities. So her work helped to change in the early time of fossil collecting and paleontology. Her work helped to change how we understand prehistoric life. And she's one of the key thinkers who showed that animals who used to be alive at some point in history no longer were and were now extinct. And so we're quite grateful to her for that. Let's take a moment now just to think about what does this mean for our own lives? Well, maybe some of you are interested in fossils. And if you are, there is a part of South Africa which is quite rich in fossils, as I understand it. Does anyone know where in South Africa you might go if you were trying to find some fossils? Oh, yes, you do. That's right. For those of you who live in Lesotho or around the Golden Gate area in the middle of the country, that's where we found some of our most important fossils. And in fact, South Africa has the oldest selection of fossilized eggs in the world. And those are owned now by the University of the Witwatersrand, and every now and then they put them on show, but you can find them on the internet. So let's close our eyes now and let's pray. Let's pray for all the children listening that some of you might be inspired to go and read some more about dinosaurs and fossils and about natural history, and some of you might even go on to become paleontologists. We ask God to bless us all with curiosity and with the desire to grow our understanding of the world and the amazing creatures that have lived in it. Amen.